Bhante's often talked about Chetana in the sense of will or conscious intention. And he says we should never underestimate the role of will in the spiritual life. It's not enough to have a feeling for the Buddha. We have to will to be like the Buddha. One might even say there's no spiritual life without will. Indeed, the spiritual life could be defined as the constant willing of good in all circumstances. So I hope this just gives you a bit of a clearer understanding of this whole idea of a conscious intention. So what this needs, of course, is to truly take the mandala to heart, to really immerse yourself in the Brahma-Vihara qualities, spending time reflecting on them, what they actually are in your own experience, getting clear about the near and far enemies, because they'll no doubt be in the mix. And as I said, you know, once I find where I am on the map, it just seems very obvious, it just seems very clear what needs to happen next. Giving myself up to the mandala, that's the sense that I have, giving myself up to it, surrendering to the mandala, letting it guide and direct me. It's important to remember the Brahma-Viharas are all kusala, skillful samskaras, and through their practice we are rechanneling our emotional drives, and this can very deeply and fundamentally change us. As I walk about the fields where I live, you know, I'm going through all these fields and they have all these sheep tracks on them, where the sheep all gather in their line and go along as sheep tend to do. And it struck me that, well, in a way, those sheep tracks, very much like what we do ourselves with our habits and our conditioning, and we kind of create these sheep tracks in our being, these habitual ways of being, and we follow them just like sheep. But our practice of the Dharma generally, and I think particularly trying to practice in this way, just helps us create new pathways that orientate our whole being in the direction of awakening. So bringing together your conscious intention, your sitting practice, and your reflections, the seeds of all the Brahma-Viharas are present. You're just creating conditions for them to grow, letting the beauty of each Brahma-Vihara, as well as the inspiration of the jinnas, draw you. Together they create great opportunity to more fully explore your relationship to yourself and the world around you, to deepen your understanding of your own samskaras and how they manifest, as well as, you know, really recognizing and valuing your own positive qualities. So apply the Brahma-Viharas to yourself. You know, let them be like a mirror. They really do help us transform the poisons. And as I said earlier, the jinnas manifesting as those totally transformed, totally purified poisons. Mm-hmm.